Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitzvah Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, Lilui Nishmas Isha Gittel, Masa Rav Eliezer Manoach, and for Yeshua Gedoilo to the family of the Rebbe in Virginia, Ruvain Tzvi. I guess about that we don't know what to say at this point. No question about it that our existence is oftentimes a difficult one. We have to cope. We have to adjust. We have to make it through sometimes the most difficult and challenging situations. And the strength to do so is often difficult to find and often challenged by the circumstances and the magnitude of the circumstances that face us. And of course, the best time to develop the coping skills is before such challenges strike. But unfortunately, sometimes we haven't fully expanded or developed those skills, and we need to do so as challenges unfolding in front of our eyes and have to scramble as quickly as possible to develop those coping skills. In the face of difficulty, it's very hard to internalize some of these basic concepts which would be best internalized on an ongoing basis when times are much less challenging. But ultimately, as difficult and as painful as it sounds, Chazal tell us, Kol ma de ovid rachmono letav ovid. Everything that Hashem does, and Hashem does everything, it's all for the good. The story that the Gemara brings in Brochos of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was collecting money for a certain tzedakah. And due to that, he was walking around with a lot of money one time. And he was traveling. He was traveling with a donkey to ride on, a rooster to wake him up in time for davening or whatever, and a fire to be able to learn at night. And what happened was that he came to a city and no one would let him in. No place to stay. And he stayed out in the forest. And first the fire, a wind came along and blew out the fire. And a wolf came along and devoured the rooster. And then another animal devoured his donkey. And he was left alone in the forest by himself without his animals, without fire to learn. And next morning when the sun rises, he starts on his trip again. And he passes the town and he sees devastation. Robbers had come in the middle of the night and destroyed everything. Had he been there, had he been taken as a guest, they would have attacked him. They would have taken all of his money. And every step of the way, he said, Kol ma de'ovid rachmona le'tavovid. And he was zeiche, or they were zeiche, whoever was with him, to see the good immediately. Yes, there had to be difficulty, for whatever the reason may be. Maybe there were certain punishments that were due. Maybe there were certain other reasons behind it. We don't know. But one thing is for sure. They saw at the end that everything that happened, had the rooster made noise, had the donkey made noise, had the fire attracted their attention, would have been all over for Rabbi Akiva and his stock of money. And this is the idea that we have to be able to internalize, that everything Hashem does is for the good. Sometimes we can see it immediately. Sometimes It takes a long time, but we could see it in our lifetime. Sometimes we can't see it at all, but we can imagine possible good. And sometimes it's even beyond our imagination. But the realization that no matter what happens in this world, everything is for the good, has to give us chizuk. But when you deal with tragic situations, how can you even talk this way? How could you even think in terms of for the good? What could be good? And there's no simple answer to that, and I'm not sure that we're supposed to answer such questions. But maybe we have the right just to try to cope with these issues. I think the first step in coping is the dugma of the Ovis. The Medrash says that Eoiv should have been included in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei. Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchok, Elkei Yaakov, Elkei Eoiv. But because he questioned the reason behind his suffering, he was excluded. The Ovis, on the other hand, they reached also, maybe higher, equally, I don't know, the highest levels of spiritual achievement. And they suffered. Each one had sorrows with their children, Avraham with the Yishmael, Yitzchak with the Ace of Yaakov, with his children, so many different, Yosef and Binyamin and Dina and Reuven and Shimon and Shimon and Levi. And yet, none of them, not Avraham, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, had any questions. They never questioned. And they were zeicher to be in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei Ovis, where Eoiv couldn't get in because he had questions about his suffering. That picture, that suffering, enormous suffering, no questions. That's a very lofty level. Even Eoiv, the tzaddik that he was, couldn't reach that level, but gives us something to strive. Mosai yigia maasai lamaasai avoisai. But on another level, we do have to realize that there's a world beyond this world. This world is the beginning of a continuum. It starts here and goes on to eternal life. And the truth of the matter is that as long as the visit, the sojourn in this world may be, it's so short. It really doesn't last that long, no matter how you slice it. And therefore, we have to realize that there's an eternity beyond, and this world is part of a continuum. It starts here and it goes on forever, and that's the way we have to look at life. And therefore, what happens here is just the peace of an eternal world, and the neshama that comes into this world for a short period of time goes on to live on in eternity, and the quality of life of the eternal life is determined by the accomplishments in this world. And when we see sometimes what seems to be tragedy, what seems to be so hard to understand, but when we realize what schus this person has because of what they may have done, and certainly in a case where someone literally puts his life on the line to save someone else's life. Can there be a greater schus than that, to save a life? Such a person is zeicher to the ultimate Gan Eden. But we have to keep in mind that everything Hashem does is for the good. He has his cheshbonos. He knows what he's doing. He does all chesed, all rachamim. That's what he is all about. That's what his whole world is about, and that's the way he conducts his world. It's difficult. Sometimes it's unbearable. We should never lose hope. We always have to hope for the best. We have to hope that we'll be zeichet to see miracles. We certainly have to hope that everyone involved in a difficult situation will be protected by Hashem, and their lives will be guided and guarded, in every level of protection, every benefit should come to them. And we have to strengthen ourselves, and we can't allow the confusion of this world, the unanswered questions of this world, the pain and suffering in this world, to in any way shake us in our emunah and in our realization that everything that Hashem does is for the good, whether we can understand it or comprehend it or imagine how it might possibly be for the good. No matter what it may be, we just have to realize that and continue to do that which is expected of us. Oh, what else can we say? Hashem should help that we should be zeicha to hear good news and zeicha to Yeshua's for all of Klal Yisrael.